Thanks a lot, Simon. And we'll have an update on the roads in about half an hour's time. Now, more than 60 years after the end of the Second World War, Britain is about to repay the loans given by the United States and Canada to help pay for post-war reconstruction. The debt was repaid in 50 instalments from 1950 at an interest rate of 2%. Now, the final 50 million instalment will be handed over by the Bank of England this afternoon. Let's talk now to Professor Mark Harrison, who's an economic historian from the University of Warwick. Happy New Year to you, Mark.
Happy New Year to you too.
Just tell us how significant today is.
It's symbolic rather than significant in any material sense, because the amount being repaid is really just a trivial sum. What happened during the war is that America extended to Britain roughly $30 billion of assistance. What we're repaying is the tiny proportion of that that was still in the pipeline on the day the war ended. Everything that was given to Britain up until the war ended was given absolutely free of charge. All what we're paying for is the goods and so on that were in storage or in the process of shipment on the day that Japan surrendered.
So on the point of the war being over, we're paying for everything that we got after that moment.
That's right. What we got during the war was completely free.
What sort of things then did we get in this post-war reconstruction package?
Well, in terms of post-war reconstruction, there were two different elements that were negotiated in 1945-46. One was this rather small sum that was the debt outstanding on the lend-lease supplies that America gave us during the war. The other was a much bigger loan that was extended to Britain, negotiated by John Maynard Keynes and others, in order to help Britain through the immediate post-war transition, because when the war came to an end, Britain was pretty cash-strapped, had lost most of its export markets. Its export industries had been turned over to making munitions during the war. So times were a bit hard for a few years, and the loan tided us over that.
What would we have done? I mean, if we hadn't got these loans, I guess we would have taken... It just would have taken us a lot longer to reconstruct the whole country. I mean, it sounds an obvious thing to say, but how important were they at the time?
Well, I suppose that without the loan, we would have just had to tighten our belts a little bit more. And I guess in 1945-46, Britain was pretty war-weary. Things were a lot better in Britain than on the continent, but nonetheless, I think people were hopeful of better times. And the loan helped us to keep living standards up, carry on with building the National Health Service and educational reforms, and also keep up the British Empire, because that was a big preoccupation of the early post-war governments. Indian independence was already in the bag. But I think British governments were not yet ready to let go of much of Africa. And so the loan helped us to avoid facing up to some of the realities, I think, of the post-war world.
Mm, and 2% interest rate sounds pretty good in today's terms. Was it a good deal, do you think, for the UK?
Financially, yes, absolutely. It's a loan that diminished in real terms with every passing year of post-war inflation. So it was on very easy terms. The terms of the lend-lease loan also allowed us to defer payment whenever we wanted to, which is why it's taken 60 years rather than the 50 that were originally intended.
Oh, I see. So we've had another 10 years. So now we've got another... Well, we've got £50 million every year that we haven't had in the past 50 years. that'll be interesting to see what happens with
ahead,
that.
So.
Yeah. Well, listen, Happy New Year to you again, Mark. Thank you very much for joining us and explain the significance of today. Professor Mark Harrison, an economic historian from the University of Warwick.